Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love reading, pondering, and sharing humorous stories about the freakish things that happen in everyday life. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily aberrations, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Rodney LaCroix, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is From Hoarders to Hawkers, Your Yard Sale Survival Guide, Everything You Need to Know Before Selling Yourself Short. We had a yard sale. A yard sale is when you take everything you've ever bought your children or received as a wedding gift and put it out in your front yard to try to sell to strangers for pennies on the dollar. Remember this next Christmas when your child wants you to hunt down a rare hatchimole, which you will overpay by hundreds of dollars to some guy on eBay, resulting in full 3 minutes of joy before your child stops playing with it for the rest of her life. In hell, Satan makes you have yard sales. Here are some things I learned from having it. Yard sale planning sucks. The first step in having a yard sale is saying, let's have a yard sale. You could also say, let's destroy an entire day of our life while making tens of dollars, because it means the same thing. When to have your yard sale. The second step in planning your yard sale is picking a date. In all cases, the date you choose is moot because any day you pick will end in rain. This is similar to the phenomenon of planning to grill outdoors. I haven't used my grill on a non-rainy day since 1997. I once bought steaks in August and it snowed. Advertise, advertise, advertise. The third step is putting up posters all over town. Head to a craft store and buy poster board, markers, paint, staples, and tape. Make sure you head to the liquor store because by the time you finish putting these things up, you're going to need a stiff drink. Tip: while making the posters, be sure you have the right date, because having someone ring your doorbell at 7 a.m. on a Tuesday looking for a deal on used flip-flops is super annoying. Also, draw arrows on the posters so people head in the general direction of your house and don't end up at a dumpster in the back of a Costco. The problem is that a million people have also used the same telephone poles you're using to put up signs for their yard sales since back in 1982. Because of this, every pole in town is riddled with nails and staples, leading me to item number two. Tetanus shots hurt. Be careful on those poles, kids. Your kids suddenly want to keep everything. That Barbie doll you gave your daughter when she was three that she hasn't played with, or even remembered she had, for the last 5 years? Well, she just spotted it in the 50-cent bin, and now it's her favorite thing that she wants to keep and play with and hug forever and ever and, oh my God, why are you crying? You didn't even know you still had that till just 3 minutes ago. Trying to pry Mr. Teddy Puffkins out of the hands of a six-year-old so you can sell it for $2 is one of the hardest things you will ever do as a parent. Repeat this with every toy your child sees for sale, and you get the gist. Your kids suddenly want to sell everything they own. After you convince your kids to sell Mr. Teddy Puffkins and you hand them $2 in cold, hard cash, their adrenaline kicks in. Child: wait, did someone give me money for an old doll? Whoosh! That's the sound of your children running back to their rooms, emptying every drawer and searching under every nook and cranny to pull out things to sell. This includes the toy you just paid $200 for last Christmas Nope, sorry, I don't think so, kid. Too soon, too soon. People will buy anything. This is weird. Watching someone pick up your old sneakers with holes in them, pay you a quarter, and walk away with them is odd and gross. It's odd and gross. But hey, a quarter is a quarter, so enjoy your decrepit foot fungal-ridden Pumas, dude. People will argue on the price of everything. If you have put anything ever on Facebook Marketplace, you already know this to be true. This is an actual conversation I had on Facebook Marketplace. Is the price negotiable? What's your offer? Will you take $15? No, but I will take $20. Okay, I only have $17. If nobody else messages you, will you keep me in mind? If you only have $17, why are you buying lamps? Maybe invest it, and in 5 years it will be $20. If the lamps are still for sale, you can have them. If you enjoy having people offer you a nickel for a solid gold bar, then having a yard sale is right for you. Of course, by the end of the day, you'll be thinking, I either take the nickel or have to throw this gold bar out for nothing. So you start entertaining pretty much any offer rather than have to clean all this crap up afterward. Unless you put it in the free bin, because people will take anything if it's free. This is the biggest tip I can give you. Put out a box marked free and fill it with junk you would normally throw out because it wasn't worth displaying on a table. We found anything and everything we could put in that box. The people went nuts! A box of free stuff at a yard sale is like a table of cocaine at a strip club. I had hordes rummaging through the bin and pulling stuff out, and then they'd take their free crap and put it in their cars and drive away, saving me the money it would have cost me to have it picked up. Genius! Although my wife wasn't too happy about me putting our youngest child in the box. Hours of operation are irrelevant. Our sign said our yard sale would be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Setting up takes forever, so we were outside putting up tables and stuff at 7 a.m., while also screaming at each other on the front lawn because neither of us is a morning person. At roughly 7:01, people started showing up and looking through things while I was still in my pajamas and bathrobe setting up. This is a good look for me, but might not be for everyone. If you plan on having your yard sale earlier than 9 a.m., expect people to camp on your front lawn overnight. Go through things before selling them. This is my favorite story about the yard sale. My wife had put out some old pocketbooks on a table to sell. She was in the house and left me outside with the kids to man the event when a man tapped me on the shoulder. He was holding one of my wife's pocketbooks that she had for sale. Man, there are some things still in this pocketbook. Me. Oh, okay. I took the pocketbook from the man and opened it up and looked inside. There, sitting in the bottom of the purse in all their glory, were three feminine pads and a couple of tampons. My wife neglected to go through her pocketbooks before putting them out on the table. For the record, tampons are a great way to reduce the price someone is willing to pay for things at your yard sale. Me, why don't you just take that for free? Even strange men finding feminine hygiene products and stuff you're selling, it's still worth it. In 5 hours, we made just under $600 and managed to get rid of a ton of junk. The bonus part is that what we didn't sell still has prices on it, so if, when we want to do this again, all we need to do is put it back out and hope the next wave takes it so we don't have to chuck it all. We gave each kid a 5% cut of the profits for helping out, so we still managed to profit $500. Of course, we made $600 on things we originally paid $15,000 for, but at least I can walk around in my basement now. One more bonus is my wife has some feminine hygiene products that she won't have to go out and buy. Silver linings, people. Silver panty linings, but whatever. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris Narrates on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, chriskepler.com.